you have written a blog, and it is getting lots of attention out there, so I want to make people aware of it. And that is where we will start our conversation this week. Hmm. It's important to hurt their feelings, his or her feelings.
That's a strange thing for a therapist to write, hey?
That is sort of a strange headline, yes.
It's really important that you hurt his feelings or that you hurt her feelings sometimes.
Why?
Because to not say the hard things that might hurt another person sets the relationship up for problems later on.
So you don't want to be mean. You're not saying be mean, but inform them of issues that need to be dealt with.
Yeah, I think it's not about being nasty, but it's about letting a person know this isn't necessarily a spouse, it could be a friend or a colleague. When you're in a relationship with somebody and something's not working for you, it might not be because what the other person is doing is wrong. It might just be that you don't like when he calls you that nickname. It just doesn't feel right. And maybe that was what you were called when you were a kid, or who knows, for whatever reason, something can be happening that bothers you, but that the other person doesn't know about. Well, how are they supposed to be a good friend to you or a good colleague to you if you don't tell them?
Yeah.
And often when you tell people, I didn't like it when you do that, or that didn't feel comfortable, or I don't like how you talk to me in this situation, or I don't like this particular pattern that we have, it can be hurtful for the other person because nobody usually sets out to hurt somebody that they care about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's hard to hear. And so often people, and so often it feels like so much of my business as a therapist comes from people saying, well, I didn't tell the other person because I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Right.
So you don't hurt their feelings. And if you don't hurt their feelings because they don't know about it, then they don't do anything about it. And so they keep doing it.
They're not mind readers.
And so they keep hurting you without realizing it. And then you start to get resentful because they're still doing it, right? Mm. And so without even realizing it or without intending, you set them up to continue doing something that isn't working for you and making the relationship worse. And I just don't think that that's a kind thing to do. And I think it's good for us to recognize that hurt feelings are emotion, right? Feelings are information. When we feel something, it's a cue for us. When you feel hungry, when your stomach's gurgling, that's a sign to eat something. That's not a problem. It's a sign that you have to do something to fix that, you know, that feeling, right?
Right.
And so when you hurt somebody's feelings and they feel pain, that's a sign of, oh, I don't like this feeling. What do I need to do to change in this relationship so that I can feel good about how I'm relating to that person? And that can actually be really helpful information. Mm-hmm. So if somebody says, I don't like how you come home every day, you know, an hour later from work than what you said you would, that really bothers me. It might hurt their feelings, but it's that feeling that's going to then motivate them to say, I'm going to work harder to come home on time, or at least to give you a call, because I don't want you being angry at me in a way that's when you talk to me about it doesn't feel comfortable. And so it's really helpful, actually, for people to feel those feelings and do something about it.
Here we go again. Carolyn Klassen telling us to communicate in relationships.
Because we're wired for connection.
Well, we're wired for connection, and you're right. Communication is really important. But I think it's about the presentation here. You can't just blurt it out, right?
No, that's right.
I mean, you've got to present it in a way where they take it in the right way, the way you mean it to be. Not just, I understand where you're coming from, hurt their feelings, but you also need to make sure they understand where you're coming from with it, right?
Right. And when I'm talking about hurting somebody's feelings, it's not saying, let's see how painful I can make something.
Right.
It's about, let me present something that might be painful to them in a way that has them understand that I care enough about this relationship, I care enough about them to have the uncomfortable conversation of bringing this up. And so I'm going to bring it up, but I'm going to do it gently and kindly. I'm going to know that this is probably hard for them to hear. And so I'm going to choose words and phrases that aren't about accusing the other person, but about stating how I'm feeling about something in a way that allows them to actually be able to not only hear it, but then also really be able to listen to it and have it sink into them. Because sometimes when we get, any of us, when you get presented, when you get blasted, you just have to put up a wall and push that blast away. We all have self-defense that we need to do. Mm-hmm. And so if you can present it in a way that the wall doesn't have to go up and have them recognize that when they don't put the wall up and they can hear it. I wrote in the blog about how my husband and I were having a conversation, and partway through the conversation, I got really quiet. And he says, like, you're really quiet. And my first instinct was to say, oh, it's nothing, right? Because we all do that, right? Because to bring something up would be
even you do it. Even in the Klassen household.
absolutely. but then it's quiet for a couple of minutes and I'm like, that wasn't very honest. So I'm going to take a deep breath because I know actually my husband doesn't appreciate the easy way. He prefers the way that's actually like authentic. Right. So I dared to, you know, I kind of figured out how I was going to phrase it. And then I dared to phrase it. And what was really cool was his first response. And it took him, he took probably two or three breaths before he said it. He says, thank you for telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't hard for him to hear it, but he knew it wasn't easy for me to say it.
Yes.
He said, thank you. And then we had a chance to process it together because what was happening in the conversation wasn't comfortable for me.
Yeah.
It was hard for me to tell him. But at the end of that conversation, we were a stronger couple at the end of it, even though it wasn't easy for either of us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hurting his feelings.
Right.
But I do think it's important for me to do that. And vice versa, because I'm not perfect either.
Well, and you're both coming at it from the same space, right? You both are in this relationship that matters to you intensely, and you want it to work.
Right. And it's sort of like, you know, so often so many of us, when we feel a lump, we don't want to go to the doctor because we don't want to get the bad news.
Don't want to know what that might be.
Right. But actually not going to the doctor and ignoring the lump doesn't actually help it go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're brave enough to say, I want to have this looked after. I might find out that it's nothing, or I might find out that it is something and that it will be hard to take care of.
Yeah.
But it will be easier now than a year or 2 years from now.
Well, and I think in a relationship, too, you know, you talk about it being difficult to say what needs to be said. But boy, think of the alternative. You say nothing and things get worse. And then you wake up one morning and realize it's too late to salvage this relationship now.
One, that's an edge that I have over other people as I am married, is that I have seen people that have chosen to say nothing and have stayed silent for decades. And when they come in, really all they've got is the same mailing address. The relationship, the friendship is gone because there's been so much hurt. And so as painful as it is to bring up those painful things, it's ultimately, in the long run, it's so much more painful to leave them unattended and ignored.
Mm-hmm. What else have we not covered on this? Because I want to make sure, we want people to read the blog, and maybe what we'll do later on is I'll put that out on my social media too.
Cool.
Okay,
yep.
I'll do it at Hal Anderson on Twitter, Hal Anderson Productions on Facebook, and also on Instagram, Hal Anderson 34, or they can find you on social media as well, of course.
Yeah. For sure. And what the last bit I would just say is that it's hard to hurt somebody's feelings, but it's much easier to hurt somebody's feelings when the other person understands that they're not perfect and that it's okay to have, you know, imperfections pointed out, that it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means you're doing something that's not comfortable for the other person. It's one of the things that my husband says that I love when he says, I'm glad you're not perfect because I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were perfect, you wouldn't have married me.
Yeah.
And there's just sort of a permission in there that says, I screw up and that's okay. Let me know when that happens. And I can let you know when that happens because that doesn't threaten our relationship. It just makes us stronger when we're able to talk about it.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is try hard. And here I am trying to play a therapist on the radio. But I think it's important that we try and put ourselves in that person's shoes, because what they tell us may seem ridiculous to us. We may just go, that is crazy. But if that person and what they and the relationship matters, you have to try and see it from their perspective, don't you?
That's what empathy is it's not what would this like be like for me to hear, but what is this like for you to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And so if the toilet paper, if it's really important to the other person that it get put over one way rather than the other, and it seems silly to you, but it's important to them, then it's really not that big of a deal to do it in a way. And it's not about which way the toilet paper goes. It's about saying, what's important to you? Let me do what's important to you because you matter to me. And I want you to know in every way possible, I'm your number one fan.